بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته ولا أمة بعد أمته. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولولا إذ سمعتموه قلتم ما يكون لنا أن نتكلم بهذا سبحانك هذا بهتان عظيم. ولولا إذ سمعتموه قلتم ما يكون لنا أن نتكلم بهذا. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. Most respected honorable ulama ikram, hufaz of the Quran, brothers and elders, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The 18 juz of the Quran, just before the half, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed Suratul Nur, the Surah of Light, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sheds light to a very important topic, that if we have to bring into our lives, then we will find a very healthy society, enjoyable environment to live in. In the second ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed 10 ayat of the Quran to exonerate and to show, to express to the ummah that Aisha radiallahu anha is free from those allegations of committing zina, of being an adulteress. And in those ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned some important lessons for every one of us. That if there's anything you hear, if there's anything hearsay, should you relate it? And if there's any thought that you have regarding a believer, what should be the stance, what should be the utterance, and the response of a believer? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in those ayat, وَلَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُوهُ قُلْتُمْ مَا يَكُونُ لَنَا أَن نَتَكَلَّمَ بِهَذَا. That when there's something hearsay, you did not eyewitness it, you firsthand did not see it, then your first response, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O my banda, قُلْتُمْ مَا يَكُونُ لَنَا أَن نَتَكَلَّمَ بِهَذَا. We don't have the right to even speak on this matter. I can't tell you anything. I never even see it. So if someone tells me something I don't know firsthand, I will have to research, I will have to find out, do homework before I pronounce and say anything regarding the issue. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O believers, that why is it not, لَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُوهُ, when you hear any slander, allegation, anything regarding a believer, ظَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ خَيْرًا. That's your Muslim brother, why not hold a good opinion about him? If you have a good opinion and it is false, you will not be taken to task. But if you hold an opinion about your brother which is false, meaning it's a false allegation, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take you to task for that. Su'u dhan, a bad opinion. In the Hajj, the journey of Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, i'talla ba'irun li Safiya radiallahu anha. Safiya radiallahu anha, one of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, her background, her parents were Jew. And her father was a high-ranking Jew. Eventually, she became the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So on this journey, one of the camels of Safiya radiallahu anha had taken ill. Sahaba radiallahu anhum are unable to continue on this journey. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked around and he saw, عِنْدَ Zainab فَضْلُ ظَهْرٍ. My other wife, Zainab radiallahu anha, she has the privilege of an extra conveyance. So why not she borrow this conveyance for this trip only? So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes with the proposal. He says, O Zainab, Safiya radiallahu anha's camel is unable to proceed and continue on this journey. A'tiha, can you please give her that extra camel? Zainab radiallahu anha's response, remember they were co-wives. So her natural response was, Ana u'ti tilkal yahudiya, I must lend my extra camel to that Jewish girl. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got so upset. فَغَضِبَ, so upset. فَهَجَرَهَا ذَلْحِجَّةِ وَالْمُحَرَّمِ وَبَعْدَ سَفَرْ. More than 2 months, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not talking to her beyond necessity. More than 2 months. Does that give us license now to say, wait, one more slip of the tongue from my wife, I'll follow this sunnah? There's many other sunnahs. This Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew how he was responding to the wife who loved him. If he stopped talking, they would be very scared. Today it's a different situation we're living. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the point that he's been driven home here is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so upset with that statement. He said, I'm not going to be talking to you. Oh Zainab, that's how you speak? You need to learn how to hold your tongue. Be careful what you say. And another incident, Aisha radiallahu anha, she was speaking to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the discussion, she mentioned to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding Safiya radiallahu anha. And she said, you know, Safiya, ta'ani, kathira, you know Safiya, qasira, she's very short. So Nabi sallam got so upset with her, he says, oh Aisha, لَقَدْ مَزَجْتِ بِالْكَلِمَةِ لَوْ مُزِجَ بِهَا مَاءُ الْبَحْرِ مَزَجَتْهُ. You've uttered such a statement. It's so toxic spiritually. If that had to be mixed with the waters of the ocean, it would even pollute the waters of the ocean spiritually. That one statement. How important isn't it for every one of us that we create a green environment? The world, G20, the different summits that are taking place, millions, billions of dollars for a green environment. As Muslims, how more important it is for us that we spend our energies, monies, that we create a wholesome spiritual environment. How often isn't it that a person says something and the next man is really hurt? You see, I mean, how can you tell me that? You go for a checkup and the person says, you don't do this operation, I'm telling you'll be a cabbage your whole life. Person is living 15 years down the line. He says, no, don't go to him. Huh? He told me I'll be a cabbage, I'm still alive. Don't go to him. But the manner of speech. Imagine a person telling the student, if you're going to continue like this and you don't do your homework, you'll be a failure, you'll be begging on the street corners. Now that person becomes a parent, he says, my son is not going to that school. Because that teacher spoke to me in this manner. He doesn't know how to speak. Alhamdulillah, we spend a lot of money for the development of our children. That if they're a little bit backwards, they'll go for tuition. They don't know how to speak, speech and drama. We've got a lot of things, tuition, avenues, places. We will send them to develop them. But the very big question is, how much of our energies and resources are being spent to develop and to make human beings? To create insan. Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, people used to come to his khanka and say, Hazrat, I want to take bayat, I want to stay in your khanka, I want to be in you. So Hazrat used to tell them, he used to say, agar buzrug banna ho, kisi aur ke yaha jana. If you want to become a buzrug, go to somewhere else. Go to the khanka, there's lot pious people. You know, read lot zikrullah, tilawat of Quran, you know, do all of that. There's lot other buzrugs, pious people go there. Agar insan banna ho, you know, become insan, then no problem, you stay at my feet. We'll teach you how to become insan. Just one incident in passing. One person came. Hazrat was very busy. He used to author a lot of kitabs. And his books that he has authored is approximately 1,000 or more. 1,000 or more. So one day one person comes into the gathering. He says, Assalamu alaikum. Hazrat put his pen down. Visitor came. He gave him the time of the day. because he's a traveler, came from another town, no problem, stop my work. The first, after making salam, he asked this person, did you come for any special need? He said, Hazrat, nahi, nahi. Nothing special, I just came for du'as, nasihat, and I'm going. He said, cheek, no problem. Already he had thought about it, he came for du'as, some nasiha, so he requires X amount of time. So he gave him that amount of time, required some nasiha, gave him nasiha, wanted some du'as, gave him some du'as. And then Hazrat realized that, alhamdulillah, I've given him sufficient time as a visitor. So Hazrat said, assalamu alaikum, inshallah, we'll meet again. He said, Hazrat, one more thing, Hazrat, one more thing. So he says, I came for one ta'weez. He says, no, that's against principle. When you came, I asked you what you came for. I asked you what you came for. So now I'm not writing ta'weez for you. You come back in another visit, I allocated the time for you. Meaning he was very principled. Absolutely principled. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that tawfiq and that ability that we know how to speak and how to say things. Never insinuate. If we want to say something, say it straight. Why give messages in our speech? You know, we want to give one message, so we say something in a very roundabout way. The person must catch the hint. It's a different situation if hikmah and wisdom demands it. But just to knock someone down, to give a message to someone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very, very clear in his speech. Whatever he wanted to say, he would say it. Malik bin Idban radiallahu anhu, a Badri sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, later on in his old age, he was becoming blind. So he comes to the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please, I want you to come home. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, oh Malik, come home. Any special need again? So he says, Ya Rasulallah, I'm very weak in my eyesight, getting all close to blindness. I want you to come to my house and perform salah in one specific spot. That spot I will take as my namazgah. That will be my masjid, my place for salah in my house. Why sometimes when there's excessive rain and I cannot make it to the masjid for some valid reason, then I've got a spot that you perform salah, which will be barakat for me, I'll perform my salah there. Nabi Sallam said, valid reason, I'm coming home. I'm coming. So Nabi Sallam goes to his house. The first thing he says, Nabi Sallam asked him, principled again. He says, Aina tuhibbu an usalli alak? Where is that spot you want me to perform salah for barakah? So he says, Ya Rasulallah, this spot. Nabi Sallam says, okay, that's the work, let me do my work first. Nabi Sallam performed the salah. After the salah, Malik bin Utban radiallahu anhu says, Ya Rasulallah, please, we prepared a little bit food. Can you please sit on and eat with us? Nabi Sallam says, by all means. I've got some sahaba with me, you don't mind? He says, by all means, let all of them sit. Barakat, we'll all sit and eat. So they're sitting and alhamdulillah, people were so excited. Nabi Sallam was in the area. The word spread like wildfire. Everyone's coming to the house of Malik. Malik, can I join? Come in. And the house was packed to capacity with everyone that wanted to be on the dastarkhan of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then one person asked in the gathering, Aina Malik ibn Dukhshan, aw qal Dukhayshin, where's Malik bin Dukhshan? He's from this area. We don't see him. He's missing. They're doing roll call. Someone's missing over here. So one person uttered, Dhaka munafiq. That person, he's a munafiq. La yu'ibu Allah wa Rasulah. He doesn't love Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's got a very close bond with the munafiqeen. He does business with them. Nabi said, La taqul dhalik. How can you speak like that? Awalam, don't you know that he said, La ilaha illallah? Did that sahabi not recite the kalima? According to me, he recited kalima. He's a jannati. How do you say that he's a munafiq? Have you gone into his heart? Nabi Sallam was very upset. How do you say that? Control your tongue. That's bad. Nabi Sallam was upset with that sahabi. He realized and he asked the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for forgiveness for what he said. The lesson for every one of us is that we have to learn. Speaking is an art and a talent. With something we have to learn. In Arabic they say, Al-kalamu kad-dawa. Al-kalam kad-dawa. Idha qalalta minhu nafa'. وَإِذَا أَكْثَرْتَ مِنْهُ صَدَّعَ. Kalam, speech, that is like medicine. If you give proportionate to requirement and necessity, it will benefit the patient. More than that, overdose, he's going to get more sick. You can't kill him with overdose of medication. Similar is that speech. One pious person, people will be around him. He says, Hazrat, some advice, please. Some advice before we leave. He says, how many tongues do you have? He says, one. He says, how many ears do you have? He said, two. He says, which means your tongue is half the amount of your ears, isn't it? You've got half, because two ears, one tongue. He says, you must hear double than the amount you speak. And if you want to speak, make sure it's half than how much you hear. You must become a very good listener. And if you want to speak, then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir. If any one of you believes in Allah, you know there's a day of reckoning coming, then falyaqul khayran. Calculate your speech. Take out the time of the day. Think about it. Do I need to say it? Is it beneficial? Will it not harm anyone? Then I say it. Nabi Sam said, else, falyaskut. You don't have to speak. There's no ibadat in speaking. Make the dhikrullah. You'll get benefits. Definitely you'll get thawab. Besides, I don't speak. Unless it's something necessary. Unless it's something that's going to benefit someone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us the tawfiq and the ability that we learn how to speak. We be careful of the hearts of people around us, especially how we say things. Remember, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Every heart has been purchased by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you injure the heart of your believing brother, then that heart belongs to Allah. Indirectly, you are hurting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the correct understanding. Wa akhir da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.